waliwo obufumbo era lwaki olina okubaawo okuteekawo ekkanisa etandikira mu maka. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo kubanga abasinga ku ffe tumanyi nti ekkanisa ebeerawo nga tukuŋŋaanye wano oba tutandika obuweereza nga tuli wano waka tuli mu kuŋŋaaniro tukuŋŋaanye naye Mukama atuyise
baretired
abakikowa abakivaamu nga kitabanguse ekyobufumbo olw'ensonga ezitali zimu naffe abalimu leero nga tuline nga tukyalina ebyokutereeza bingi okukolawo famire entukuvu n'obufumbo obutukuvu mu nsi bwe tumala ekyo tulyoke tutondewo ekkanisa entukuvu. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Ku mulundi guli tuwasomako Holy Family Tree,
we started of the Holy Family Tree
ne Holy Marriage
and obufumbo obutukuvu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye ate oluvannyuma lw'okusoma byonna bye twasoma ebingi
after studying all we started the match
ate twesiŋŋaana
we found ourselves
ndowooza nga tetunyikidde nnyo mu nsonga lwaki obufumbo bwe buli
maybe we have not gone deeper into reason why marriage is existing
era lwaki buteekwa okubeerawo
why is it meant to be there
so ne wabeerawo obuvuyo bungi
and there came much confusions
naye nga bwe twaweebwa ssenga era kojja
but as we given the uncle and the auntie
omwoyo omutukuvu
the Holy Spirit
n'agamba nze ŋŋenda kubabuulirira
and he said me I'm going to speak unto you
era tujjukira okwolesebwa nga bwe kwali
and remember how the vision was
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okwaviirako tegeka omutwe guno
which caused to prepare this heading
lwaki obufumbo we buli
why marriage is there
era lwaki buteekwa okubeerawo
why is it meant to exist
n'ensonga
and the reason
okutondawo ekkanisa entukuvu
creating the Holy Church
etandikira mu maka gaffe
and begins from our families
oba mu famire ezaffe entukuvu
in our holy families
n'obufumbo obutukuvu
and the holy marriage
tulyoke tubeerenga ne famire ey'obwakatonda entukuvu
then we shall ekkanisa holy family of God the church
nga tuli mu bufumbo wamu naye
and we are in marriage with him.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama yaleeta okwolesebwa
God brought a vision
nga waliwo omukyalo omu
and there was one woman
mufumbo
a woman who married
era omwami we yakomangawo bulijjo
and the husband always came back home
ne byonna
with everything
ebyetaagisa waka
that needed in the home
emmere
the food
engoye
the clothing
ebintu byonna ebyetaagisa
all things needed in the home
kusasulira abaana school fees
tuition for children
wamu n'okwambaza
even clothing
famire ye
the entire family
n'obulabirizibwa obujjanjabi
with the treatment involved
naye bwe baayingira eri ku dining y'abafumbo
time they entered the marital dining
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omukyalo oli yagamba
that woman said
musajja gwe nkooye okunsaba
you man I'm tired of begging me every time
ate buli kiseera mba nkuwa
every time I'm giving you
wadde nga yali ajjamu message ng'agamba
even though he brought a message saying
nti naffe bwato bwa tusabe emitima
we too he asks our hearts from us
akola ebintu bingi nnyo ye ng'omwoyo omutukuvu we birungi
many things the Holy Spirit to us which are good
n'atusaba emitima twenenye
he asks for our hearts to repent
tugiggulewo mukama waffe Yesu ayingire
that we open them Jesus to enter
ne tumugamba nti buli kiseera otugamba emitima mugimbe mugulewo mugulewo
tell him that every time you tell us to give you our hearts we open them
mutima nkonkona mugulewo
I am on your hearts knocking open for me
n'agamba omukazi oyo kyakoze omwami wo
what that wife is doing to the husband
nange kyemunkola
that's what you do to me as church
naye n'agaa tufune message eno mubuliwo
told us to get this message for the
balancinge famire zaffe
that we balance our families
n'ebyobuweereza
in the ministry
wevavudde omutwe ogwo
that's where came that heading
n'olukuŋŋaana luno
in this meeting
olw'abo ba retired
of the retired
n'ensonga y'okuba nti balina bangi ab'okuyigiriza
and the issue that they have many to teach
mwabo abayingidde era abavubuka
those who've entered the marriage the youth
era tujjukira ekiragiro kyaba retired nti
remember the command of the retired that
babeerenga n'ekyokuyigiriza abavubuka
they have what to teach the young
kati mulimu ab'ekyawa kyawa
now there are those who got tired of themselves
olw'embeera z'obufumbo ezitali
zimu of different ways of things of the marriage
bonga b'ekywacwana kywacwana
and they got tired of them
era nkatonda abagamba muddeyo mubufumbo bagaana
God tells them go back to marriage they refuse
oba nti funa omuntu omupya nedda oli kye yankola mukama sikiri
new person but they complain of what the other did to them
yankola bannange
what the other did to me
eyalumwa ku musotani bwalabe
nanka one who beat all things
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ngate Katonda agamba asobola okutonda obulamu obupya.
God said he can create a new life.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So n'agamba tukayanye naye.
And he said we've contended with him.
Ate n'abafumbo we bayingidde.
Even when married people have entered in there.
Eberabira emirimu gyabwe.
And they forgot their works.
Ejobufumbo n'ebigendererwa.
And motives in there.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ate ne batabangula obudde bwa Katonda n'obwobufumbo.
And they messed up the time of God and that of marriage.
Kale ne batakwatagana.
And they never connected.
N'asalawo ajje atubuulire.
And he decided to come tell us.
Atwongereyo okutuwa ensonga.
And he moves on us to give us a reason.
Lwaki obufumbo weebuli?
Why marriage is there?
Era lwaki kuteekwa okubeerawo?
Why is it meant to exist?
Oluvannyuma lwa kuli twasoma Holy Family Tree.
After last time we started the Holy Family Tree.
Ne Holy Marriage.
And the Holy Marriage.
Ayagadde otwongerako kino.
He wanted to add on us this.
So gwataliwo ku mulundi guli.
Now you wasn't there last time.
Osobola okusaba messages.
You can ask for those messages.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Enzimu ku misonga enkulu lwaki ogenda
One of the main reasons why you're studying that heading, as we have heard, that why is marriage there? And why is it meant to exist? To create in the Holy Church, and it starts from our homes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And then it will spread where we gather from, and then spread the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
many reasons to see within in there why marriage is there. And
it
starts with us, it says, according to Hebrews 13, from verse 1.
Bebulaniya esula ya 13 olinyo lisoka.
Hebrews 13 from verse 1.
Okwagala b'oluganda kuberengawo. Olunyo olw'okubiri. Temwerabiranga kusembeza bagenyi. Kubanga olw'okwo waliwo abasembeza bamalayika nga tebamanyi. Olunyo olw'okusatu. Mujjukirenga abasibe ng'abasibirwa wamu nabo. Era n'abalaba ennaku. Era n'abalaba ennaku. Kubanga nammwe muli mu mubiri.
Naffe tuli mu ki?
We too are in the flesh.
Kanisa,
church,
tetusobola kukyerabira.
We cannot forget that.
Kinaffe tuli mu mubiri.
That we too are in the body.
Era bwe tudda ku side y'obufumbo.
When we go to the side of marriage,
toyinza kwegamba nti nze mbutuufu.
You can't say that me I'm sunk deep in the spirit and the body is no more there. Let love be there, brethren.
The
rightful love begins from the family in the marriage. And that's where we can appear well. As we are going to see. Praise Jesus.
Man.
But we shouldn't forget one thing. We are in the body. Even though we are of the spirit. And we don't move to follow the body. But after we in the body. The next verse he said this. Hebrews 13 verse 4.
Okufumbiriganwa kwa kitibwa eribona. Neshitanda chirongofu. Kubanga abakaba n'abenzi. Katonda aliba salira omusango.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okufumbirigwana
marriage
kwa kitibwa
is honorable
eribona.
Unto all.
Era nechitanda tuchibalo tuchitwalanga chitukuvu olokuata amateeka.
Even we take the bet be pure for holding the laws.
Ebiragire ebifuga family ntukuvu n'obufunga obutukuvu.
Commands which hold and control the holy family and holy marriage.
Abashinga bwetwasoma party omwawulira bingi.
When we started that part you had much.
Obufumbo family ntukuvu etandika etya.
How the holy family begins.
Oluvannyuma lw'obufumbo obutukuvu.
After the holy marriage.
N'amateeka twagawulira.
Even the laws we had them.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye bw'abadde atugamba kigambo kino.
But when he told us in this word.
Agambye.
He said.
Okufumbirogana kwa kitiibwa.
Marriage is honorable.
Eri abantu bonna.
Unto all people.
Era n'ekitanda kitukuvu.
Even the marital bed is pure.
Olw'ensonga nti.
Because that.
Abakaba n'abenzi.
The adulterers and the immoral.
Mukama alibasalira omusango.
God will judge them. them.
So obufumbo bulina ensonga lwaki bubeerawo.
Marriage has a reason why it exists.
Atenga ensonga za amani.
And they are powerful reasons.
Natumaze okunyonyolwa nti naffe tuli mu mubiri.
After we explain that we too be in the body.
Erango mubiri gwakolebwa ne system ezenjawulo.
And the body was made with different systems.
N'ebyokulya ebyenjawulo.
Even with different eatings.
Kubanga amaaso galya okulaba.
But the eyes eat what they see.
N'amatu galya okuwulira.
Even the ears eat what they hear. And the stomach eats food. Yet the other parts, they have their eatings. Those can't just openly speak like today. Reaches a child matured and they have tooth and they need to eat. They have reached to eat. Now in all, some of us, we want to think we have entered in the spirit, that we are no more in the body.
Yes,
you two are out there knowing it well. If you are not captured by adultery and morality, you are into immorality, lustings and desirings of sin,
or
keeping seeing each other.
On this one,
you desire another on another. At times the body rises with its appetite.
So what do we say?
Now there is a reason why marriage exists.
And
you say marriage is honorable unto all.
Bonna.
All. God himself involved to begin. For you know it's some of all those which are to close the joy of a person in the world.
Yes, ye
praise ye. Jesus much.
Yes, ye
praise Jesus much.
Ye.
Praise Jesus much. Rich many aspects to speak of. For many times when you get a spouse, you may be thinking of many things, but it's only one which is going to be the last in all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we are in these things and we don't know them and we don't know what
bodies,
and God puts them in the world, why marriage happens in the world? Why is it meant to happen? The reason in all it wrap up saying
to creating
a holy church beginning from our families,
and
it comes where we gather from, and to spread the entire world.
So
that's where the major ingredients are.
So marriage is
honorable to all people. First say that let love prevail.
Yes,
praise Jesus man. In all,
Katonda,
God,
he
created many things. He created the garden. He put in there man. Which were there were plenty enough. According to Genesis 2, and the verse 7, reaching verse 11. Praise Jesus much. In all, when he created the garden and the school, and God man put him there. And the man is one in the garden. There were many good things in there. And there were flowers. There were good, beautiful, nice flowers. The rivers and the mountains. Everything you would have seen pleasing. God reached and said, God, man has gotten all that, but no. I know.
There
is something lacking. Now the problem is this. Maybe you entered of marriage and moved out when things had gotten hard. Maybe you are in it. Not look the main motives involved there.
When
I get all the other good things, I will be well.
Even Adam was in the
garden and he had it all. Everything there.
Man
in the garden of God. Every good thing to eat, it was there. But there is a point he sits.
I feel
I'm not well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when you look to Genesis, Genesis 2, Let's read verse 15. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15.
Mukama Katonda natwala omuntu namteeka mu lusuku Edeni alulimenga alukumenga.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda yakwata omusajja.
God got man.
Namutwala mu lusuku.
Put him in the garden.
Naye bw'oba osoma olusuku luno bulungi.
Read this garden of well.
Bw'ona vira ddala ku lunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
When you come right from verse 7.
N'okkirira.
And you move down.
Paka 15 where we
are.
Olusuku lwali lulungi nga lulimu buli kintu kyonna.
The garden was beautiful, had everything in it.
Zaabu,
gold, silver.
Precious
stones, rivers flowing,
flowers,
the fruits, everything was there. God reached verse 18, and he said this, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18,
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka, n'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All those God has done them. Created the garden for man.
In
there is gold and silver. Different precious stones. Very precious.
But
man, so when he moved, he reached there, he speaks by himself. When he comes from there, and he speaks to himself.
And
they say two are better than one.
In
that scripture, you know of which where it is. Two are better than one. Ecclesiastes tells us that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
if man goes,
he sees
gold and everything, he gets out, speaks it. This is gold. What is this? It's nice. He puts it there. He picks out another. It is nice.
Hey.
He goes back.
Yes.
Where he sleeps.
Naganaye.
He says,
but
the gold
of
that place is good.
And God says, no.
This person may fall mad like that.
God
good
in he
speaks himself.
He speaks
to himself.
Now see, coming
in life and you say maybe I go be alone. For you don't see far. You think it will be possible to survive. But you speak yourself, get tired.
If you
poverty reaches you from your family, you will reach, get things,
and you
begin to speak if I had someone I spoke with. God has many things
to
think
of.
Through marriage to exist,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
When we
move to look at ahead there,
and
out of this family comes a holy marriage, a holy family, out of it comes the holy church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But the areas
of marriage and how to enter there, we started them before. But today we look to a reason why marriage should be there. Why marriage is there and why it's meant to exist. The motive we look to here, creating the holy church, and begins from our families and spreads to region here where we gather from and spreads in the entire world. After God spoke that word in Genesis 2:18,
he
said it's not good man to be alone.
He
made him a suitable helper. He first made helpers for him there. Helpers, but they are not suitable. You know, you may get friends out there. And we
yes.
are there. Yes. But the suitable. Even there being suitable, what makes them suitable? That's the next thing we are to look to.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Who is that one who is suitable?
Now we have
to ask yourself, if it is me,
and
I'm the suitable person, this person, how do I get to be suitable?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ask
if he was to make a suitable helper. Ask a question. Me, I got this one. Me, how
I get suitable?
Oh, I have things lacking. What do you have to ask yourself? For this person, this man or woman, they had their friends, but they were not suitable. They were helpers. But God said no, that they shouldn't help you on that issue. Filling up love, even what follows with it. And he said that one, no, the other person.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Because some of you, you got these helpers. Let's read them here. Let's repeat verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka. Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
Have you heard
what he said?
Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
I will make him a suitable helper.
Omu.
One.
Omubeezi.
One helper. Who is suitable.
Kali kano akiyakola naga. Nsokenda bw'omuntu ono.
Let me first see this man.
Nsokenkoleya ababeezi beezaawo abalala.
Let me first make other helpers for him there.
Nga tebamusaanira.
And I'm not suitable, I see.
Kakati gwe munnange.
Now you.
And
things failed last time. Maybe you got these ones down here.
You
failed to have qualities which make you suitable.
If
you fail to research of them, according to how you grew, maybe you raised different,
and
they made you not suitable for that person, yet you were suitable. Now they created these ones. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
Mukama Katonda nakola netaka buli nsolo y'omunsiko na buli kibuka waggulu.
All things he made them, and he made them last time.
He
created animals. A man began to speak with animals. Birds.
Those
you first get there, but they are like animals in your home.
You speak,
chat with them a little. After they get their things, move onward. And they fly away like birds, move you and leave you away.
After he spoke,
he made him a suitable helper. They have both made the animals, the birds, and he said what? Genesis 2, verse 19.
Okulaba bwana abiita no muntu bulire cheyaita ekitonde chonna ekiramu ero lya linya lyacho.
Now you hear what happened.
Umuntu ye yatuma.
Man named them.
Embuzi,
enkoko, the goat, the hen.
Era nawe bebajja.
You two, when those people come,
ugambo yo wakabi wange.
That one is
my sweet mutima.
This is the sweetheart.
Sweet. No batuma.
And
abenya.
You give them names.
Mulenzi wange.
This is my boy. This is my girl. Many things you name. And you name them.
And
they fly away like birds and move from you.
But those
are like that. And what you have to do is one. Discover the reason why marriage is there and why it's meant to exist. If you discover that word, it will help you seek for the suitable helper.
Oh,
you become a suitable helper to your spouse. In the wisdom of God in the word.
That's
what we're going to look most to. Make us suitable that we make. Holy family, holy church in our homes. Then
we
come spread where we gather from, and
it
will spread to the entire world. For after named them as the hearts, verse 20, he says this. Genesis 2, verse 20.
Omuntu nabituma amanya buli nsolo nechibuka waguru. Na buli nsolo y'omunsiko naye omuntu n'atalaba mubeeza amusaanira
omuntu ono
this man
wadde bano baali bazze nga balinga ababeezi
though these winds came like helpers to him
kugamba naye ng'ate era alaba
yet he saw
naye olowooza ye yali akyogera
na but you think he spoke it how
yasigalanga just yeeyogeza
he remained speaking to himself But he didn't tell God.
I've
not seen a suitable helper.
Bibera byakwemulugunya na kulwana gana.
Complaining and battling.
Sibwe bibera.
Is it not how they happen?
Kuyombagana kuvuma kulwana.
Fighting each other.
Simanyo bana kutomera gondi
gona. I don't know whether I knocked. That's how they speak.
Natomera wow.
I knocked.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. Until God said, but maybe so a sweet a not suitable, but
you
perhaps a helper to the things lacking in you. You research of them that you can be a suitable help. For in Ecclesiastes it says that that woman that their breasts shouldn't fall. Even the streams to flow. You can find a stream of someone. Though you take 1 liter, you go on the well to get water. You spend all day nothing.
Bible show you
some of what will make you not suitable.
It cause
you get confusions in the family. There are plenty.
But
some of them we point on them.
When
you your breast you decide it. You took them off their positions and they are all don't waste. You don't get time to order them in their
position.
When you birth the first child,
you say,
you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. When you birth the first child,
you
say how you got off market, but whose market?
When
you marry, I don't know whether you have a market of someone you have on.
Amen.
Every time they begin and buy. But you told yourself how you got off market and you put off the rousers from yourself. I don't know whether you're becoming sandals of oranges. Not even reached its season. Scriptures pointing on that. The man decided to say, what meaning now? The one who clothes smart looking good, now they look funny. Who still sees me? The one who sees them is with them every time.
Because
they don't speak. Now they
are
still, no one sees them. Every day they see them and they wonder. This man seems to hold rightful moods.
They all
close
and they want to
come with their funny shirts.
They
took all the appetite away.
If you can suck him,
let me even leave that.
You
come with your funny shirts that you are asking for love.
If you can still came, how many were waving to be out of food? But a son, and
it made us worthless.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus much.
What do we have in Tunga Petuatuka? We brought to come from family and reformed
the family and the marriage.
When it was Sura, while
we threw off aside,
when
you had just entered there,
Mwabango, Wabakazara,
you had a Sura Mukanawa. Each one throws another down.
Obabu push.
You know, the push car.
Na ye kati, obo mwa sura.
I wonder, one slips.
Waruono mwana muto.
Even a boundary.
Mwana muto.
There is a boundary. Everyone on their side. Just remember us. You are there.
I want to
show the mess in there.
They remember
their spouse when they are very cold. Even leave that.
For he saw
a suitable helper. What is in there? It is amazing. And another said, okay. When they are blown wind and they are a bit nicer.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
Okay.
Let's read.
In
the verse 20. Genesis 2. Genesis 2, verse 20.
Omuntu n'abituma amannya, buli nsolo n'ekibuuka waggulu, na buli nsolo y'oku nsiko, naye omuntu nga tannalaba mubeezi amusaanira.
Byonna yabituuma naye ng'omubeezi ono amusaanira tannalabika.
Had not seen a suitable helper.
Bingi by'olabye.
There are many of you who
say, "We be
your friend.
Tuli bayambi bo.
We are your helps."
Naye waliwo asaana.
But there is a suitable one.
Some of us
knocked, yes.
You're there
and you say you knocked.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Others say, I feel like
that this person.
What's
lacking in us?
Others
say demons trouble them.
Yet some
demons troubling them.
But
qualities to make them suitable, they cast them aside.
One
say, I got, I finished. You think he's a born again, where will he go or she?
They don't
know where to go. They are tight on me. Where will they go? And you serve food which has outlived 2 days. And it is very cold. You think he's a born again, not understanding? You think the gospel
says
that man or woman?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things like those. Let's read the next verse.
Genesis 2,
verse 21.
Mukama Katonda n'aletera omuntu otulo otungi, ne yeebaka, n'amugyamu olubirizi lumu, n'azzaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
There is a moment of getting silent, a moment of humbling. That moment Adam passed it, that he made him a suitable helper. The moment of waiting, Adam slept for some time. In that time, God
tried
to pose him to wait and be even patient, even to get rightful revelation, that they get out of him the rightful helper. It was a time of awaiting,
kasira ka kugumikiriza,
moment of patiently waiting.
Kasira kali mundoza,
it's a moment which
holds
a way of pain, perhaps
not
knowing the rightful thing. There appears as if confusion is in place. The time of Adam's
sleeping,
you think, what was he up to?
Yes, you was
praise winning. Jesus much. Genesis 2, verse 22.
Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubirizi lwaje mu muntu okuba omukazi n'amuleta eri omusajja. Olunyolabiri mwesatu. Omuntu nayogera nti ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange. Yennyama evudde mu nyama yange. Naye anaayitibwanga mukazi kubanga ajjiddwa mu musajja.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Akanyomero kano kalowooza
eko. Now even think of this.
Bamuwomoza.
They have made him rest.
Katonda afubye okukwata ku waakiri ekintu kimu.
God is trying to touch at least one thing.
Okuva mu Adam.
Right from Adam.
Akikole nga kwazimbira omubeezi ono.
Make it as to based on build this helper.
At least kale waakiri omubeezi bw'abaata bw'oba otandika okulaba omubeezi.
When you begin to see a helper.
I know what is to kwebyo by'olowooza by'oyagala.
Of the things you want.
Ebiringa ggwe.
Which are like you.
Ng'atandika at least ng'alinako kimu ku buli kikumi.
At least they must begin to have 1% of it.
Ebirala kale onaabizuula.
At least the rest will discover them.
Naye at least kimu waakiri k'olubirizi lumu.
Must hold at least one rib.
Wakawakiri ya mujamu rumu bafana ganyeo. Batandika kufana ganye mbeira.
Something in common among them.
Ndiye bidada. Wakiri omu anabigirizo omune.
At least another will teach them to the other.
Na yati isitu wakiri mwini notandika.
At least you have to begin.
Nga wali hui wakiri ya chivagate.
Something common among you. It joins you up.
Si chimusi wibidi mii izo kwa biwela kona yu wakiri.
At least they must be there.
Si kutandika nga mwini opposite.
Not to begin at you all opposite each other.
Mpoze era nechira chetu ino kutegeera.
Even another we are to understand.
Obufumbo okubeera o.
Marriage to exist.
Lwaki tugambye? Tubuzize kibuzo.
Why we ask the question?
Era chetu liokwanu kuru.
Then we answer again.
Lwaki obufumbo weboli?
Why marriage is there?
Era lwaki buteekwa okubeera?
And why is it meant to exist?
Agamba nti naayitibwa mukazi.
He said he was called woman.
Kubanga makuru nti yava mu ki?
But the meaning came from the man.
Kale bulibwo okibo kirowoozaako nti omuntu oyo gw'ofunye yava mu ggwe.
You think the person of God comes from you.
N'omuntu oyo n'akitegeera.
And that person realizes it.
Tinange nava mu ono.
Admit I came from this one.
Kiki ekiddaka?
What follows there?
Oyo omulabangaani.
You see them as who?
Kitundu kyo.
Your part.
Oyinza okitulugunya.
Can you torment it?
Oyagala okibonyaabonya.
You want to
oba oyagala kirumu enjala.
You want it to get hungry.
Yes, you have as well.
Praise Jesus,
so
my
Lord.
Having all brethren.
There's
a reason why marriage exists in the world.
And
love is what fronts all. But the problem which is, love, most of us don't know him and we don't think
of
him.
And we
just briefly speak of love. And then we build the rest. And we see the reason why marriage is there. And why is it meant to exist?
To
be able to create the holy family and the holy church in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
because that
you're not going to bufumbo.
We all enter the marriage, then we make family. We enter the holy marriage,
to
make the holy family.
To
and we end having a holy church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we are controlled in every place. Those who enter marriage, those who have entered family, those in the church, we are all controlled by one thing, love.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many times we don't know who love is. And some of us call ourselves that perhaps we have love.
May
have your spouse God gave you or the one who left and you've gotten confusions or the one you are with.
May
you not settle because of one or two things because love was not honored. You thought of yourselves alone.
You
didn't think of love who joins you the midst there.
There
is the love who is in the midst every time. And he decided to divide himself. And
he put
a portion to be in the man.
And
other portion to be in the woman. And the other portion be in the children. That is the one we call love. In all we study of him like this, according to the first John, chapter 4, verse 16, he says this.
First
John 4:16.
Nate, twategera, era twakkiriza okwagala Katonda kwalina gye tuli. Katonda kuagala. No yabera mukuagala, abera mukatonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Love wono kutuogerako bulijjo.
This love we speak of always.
Ye Katonda.
That is God.
Katonda kwe kuagala.
God is the love.
Era abera mukuagala.
And the one in love.
Abera mukatonda.
Is within God.
Ekitufu kiri nti abasinga twayingira mu love.
The truth is most of us are not in love.
Eke nyinti akatumani.
But he himself we don't know him.
Tetumanyi ndoza atugatta tumutegeera.
Don't know the one who joins us up. We don't know.
Olumu tumulekerera ntumuchunya.
At times we leave him and we torment him.
Kale waliwo omwamu goba mutima na mugobira muddala.
Chases him from the heart totally.
N'alyoka achunya mulina.
And they begin to torment the one who has him.
Ebereza mungo chaina love eriyo yako chai.
Imagine still have love for the one who has hated you.
Love ali mugwenga agudde kubuzibu.
Love is new is fallen in the problem.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the one who is grieved between us is God. The one called love.
But
don't think of him being anything. And we reach harm to ourselves. We reach harm to him. And we too harm ourselves.
For
he is a part of us. Indeed, we've entered marriage. The thing we entered in it may appear. The one who leads it, we never knew him. But the one who joins this up.
We
say what God joined together. No one should separate it. And what he did is one thing. He joined it with his love.
He
put his portion to be in us. He can manifest when we are in our homes.
And
he manifests when we are moving. And he manifests as the church. But the problem is
we
don't understand him, the one in our midst. We in the marriage, they are striking each other. Now imagine, if God is love, we have a father.
He's
the one in the fathers. We have the word, the Lord Jesus. The true vine, and we too are branches. He first of the second time, he is the one in the mothers.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And we have the Holy Spirit who is sent to do works. Bible speaks of him in Psalms
130.
He sends is a spirit they are created. Who is he sent in the home? Those are children. That is the one in the children. The Holy Spirit. The love called the Holy Spirit. But we grieve and torment them. You know things you do in that family. They have the one they point into. That they grieve. Satan said, let it be like that. For he knows well that love called God, he decided to hide in the people, to begin to appear in the marriage, in the family. Now Satan said, okay, if love is hidden there,
I'm
going to enter, mess up family and marriage. And give them the wrong definition. The first we call love being blind. Is it not that?
That
abused God that he doesn't see. But you spoke of God before that he was a big-eyed God. If it was like that, why was he blind within you?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Love is colorless.
And others say love taina color. That it keeps changing. But God is love, it never changes.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. After you say it never changes,
and
changes is of different colors.
Or
he has no rightful color. After in your home you keep changing your modes.
You may leave
spouse, you left home when they are laughing well. You come back home, they are about to explode. And they are angered. You ask them why you are angered.
You
say you delayed your gone beyond 1 hour of coming back.
In the
definition of love is being patient. themselves who begins on you
to
bring marriage in the world, the holy marriage,
to
create the holy family,
end
up giving us a holy church. He explains these things different. He
explains
this love which entered us marriage. He explains us another. Even the world says another. That agape love, I hear phileo love,
simanyi nani omulalawo,
and another.
Kale bibeerawo ebiti
ebyomunsi, they are like that things of the world.
Naye Katonda yakitandika ategeeza
ki? God who began it means what?
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So yinza okuba ebintu wabivaamu.
Now maybe you got out of those things.
Nga ekyakutawanya butamanyani abagatta.
What troubled you is not knowing who joined you up.
Kubanga batugambye,
for they have told us
in
the verse 16 in the first John chapter 4 in the verse 16, and he says this.
First
John chapter 4 verse 16,
na tetu ategera era twakirizo kwagala Katonda kwalina jetuli Katonda kuagala. Noi abela mukuagala. Abela mukatonda.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda kuagala.
God is love.
Katonda mukuano.
God is love.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What
is this in the midst of our hearts? Brethren George. What will join you on her? Patricia.
Patricia.
What do you think it's that? Why do you keep following her? Why don't you follow Madam Deborah and it's me following her?
Chichi.
What is that?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what do Ari masekatiga fe.
He's the one in our midst.
Nyinga tu Satan afuwa muzi batuleme mura.
Satan tries to block him that we don't see him.
Nyinga tu kore ebikorobero mu mfumbe yo.
Funny things in the marriage.
Ngaye gwe tukuba masasi mu binyo.
The one we shoot very much.
Tumubonereza.
We harm him.
Na hatukano kugwa mu nogenda wetuge.
Reaches to finish that you go to hang yourself.
Ngora ben shake efunze ravu.
Ravu
kyankoze.
You see what love has done to you.
Abamu kufe katwa mufura bulabe.
Some of us we made him your enemy.
Era tumunga ravu kye yankora yasura kumufere bananga.
Put me on a con person.
Kati ravu si atukora bino
lona. Love didn't do all this to us. For he is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one who put you on that, Satan, the enemy of love, the enemy of God.
Remember,
that's love is in the midst to join us.
Bible
speaks of him in Genesis chapter 2 verse 23 saying, Genesis 2:23.
Omuntu nayogera nti, ononno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange, ye nnyama evudde mu nnyama yange, naye anayitibwanga mukazi kubanga ajjiddwa mu musajja. Olwabiri mu ennya, omusajja kyanavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we, nabo banabango mubiri gumu.
Banabango mubiri shi.
And they will be one flesh.
Ani abagatta.
Who joins them?
Echo mukama face kyanyonyola.
That's what Jesus explained.
Matayo 19 anga agamba.
Matthew 19 say.
Ntikatonda kiyagatta.
What God has joined.
Temuchigatura.
You should not separate.
Amazima gali bwegatte.
The truth is this.
Ni wankubale tukola okugatta okwa okuli physical.
Even though we make physical joinings.
Gatusabira abantu ngatubambazi bambazi bwempeta.
People as the cloth rings.
Ne wali watu gatta itibara afu Katonda.
One who joins us called love God.
Abira yabagatta okutu.
He joins you up till you follow each other. You leave your father and your mother physical. And you begin to move on with your own.
We
say, let's move from here, go far. Even here, let's leave.
So,
no one leaves another, you follow each other. Pastor David, where he is, and his post, where they go. Ask where they left their parents.
Hmm. Where did you get such point to a person who never been born? When you
were
born, how dare you reach?
And
you meet one day or two, and you feel you've loved each other.
And
you
trust
don't go in the forest, you not cut off the head of yours. Let's go in the bush where they don't see us.
Where is
that you trust one person you've never grown with?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because authority of love, that calls
for
friends that you feel boldness. Because when you move a journey,
Satan begins
to fight the love in you.
Maybe you fight yourself. You think
you are hating each other. Satan shows you another
yet.
He knows the one you fight with now. You're beating the love in you. That called God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And you shoot bullets,
words of poison. And when you're in the world,
they measured
you on me. That in this way, when they speak is deep,
and
they didn't go on the
part,
measure them, they will pass that road.
Come
yourselves much. You think they measured you?
The right rightful
given you is the one they measured on you.
What
we are sharp towards love. But we thought perhaps we are fighting ourselves. Maybe the battles between us. The one who fights Satan, who fights this marriage, he knows what he's fighting with. He knows he's fighting with God.
Because
even the church God wants, after the holy marriage, church will begin from the home. Those in the home always agree to one God. Praise Jesus. And now church has begun. After you get turned against each other, salvation,
you salvation,
take it out. You put salvation aside. For what I am on this time,
I
feel I can bite you in pieces. That's a woman's finger. The man say, I'll beat you, kill you.
And have
become a murderer like Lucifer.
And
what is in there? We look to the battle, wonder what we're fighting with. What are you fighting with? Why don't you fight yourself when you just hit each other? What comes in the midst there? Did you dare fight when you just met? Came intervened in your affairs after.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
But
when we are told in the Matthew 28:9,
we look
this word, God is love. But we have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Spirit. How did they appear in our love? That we enter in as we enter family. Let us read as we hear. Matthew 28 verse 19.
Kale mugende mufulama wanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linya lya kitaffe
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tulina family yomu.
We have the family of heaven.
Iroku
and to enter in it,
you
enter in the name of the Father. God is love the Father.
No,
you enter the name of the Son.
You
will birth us the second time. That is the second love.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
burst up the second time. Then those who appear appears in the mothers.
Then tulinayo kuyingira muri nya eriyo
under the name of the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo mutukuvu kwagara wo gotwandiso okusatu.
The one would have called the third love.
Gotwayogeddeko nti atumibwa.
That we spoke of that is sent.
Ebitondebwa.
And things are created.
Atulaga akabonera akabana maka.
Sign of the children in the home,
Mekwano,
the friends,
the
uncle and the others.
Ye,
he was the one to appear in them.
But
things are upside down, brethren.
But
the way we are given the new generation is the full knowledge of God. We promise God, and we are together with His Holy Spirit, we
are
able to create that first generation.
And
get back His motives as they were. When he began the marriage,
family,
he began the family. He saw that there will be a holy church.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
Imagine
as those are like that.
Kubanga,
because these are three witnesses. Yes, in God's household, things began like that. We have the Father. We have the Word, the Son. We have the Holy Spirit. But they began and they were there alone. And the Father began the Father as He is, and the Word became Mother of creation,
that
will be the true vine. We too came from Him. Not that they had relations and they birthed. No. The other is taken responsibility to be father.
And
be the father, mother is a responsibility. As your works are of giving birth. In the rest. Because the Holy Spirit is sent and they are created. He was counted in him the first child. And the Word didn't first become. You remember well that the Father told him to be the Son. God told me, my Son have begotten you. Before he wasn't the Son. The one was the Son was the Holy Spirit. He was the one being sent all that long.
Except
to humble as children are. Now that one is the love who is in the children. Whom we have to teach them the friends. As this family has begun, children are there to show all acts of the Holy Spirit.
The
love
of
God may appear within you.
Then you,
the mother, as you are in the home, research of what do Christ do when He shows His love. In
dying,
they beat Him.
The
children sin, they beat Christ. You know, we have a saying,
say,
a child cannot be foolish as a father. They are as the mother. That happened on Jesus. The foolishness and the sin of all of us was put upon Jesus. The foolishness of his children, and they chased him from the household. Children, for we had gotten lost. You
know,
to chase you from the house and your children and become funny children after abuse you foolishness of your mother and they say they are also of your uncle,
and
the Holy Spirit carried our sins also.
For
he's the uncle. So they have chased our sister. Things of the kingdom of God are amazing.
He
photocopied, sent them in us. His rightful love to manifest.
But
what Satan did,
don't
know what they put there. Don't know what God put in your life. Love God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If
you're
a child, is there and is the Holy Spirit.
Because of that, you
can send him and do.
If
you send him, he never hates you. You beat the child. Maybe when you've done it too much. But if you can't have a reason, they give up tomorrow, they're back.
Father,
and they're jumping. But
you
beat them yesterday.
Because they
have that love of the Holy Spirit in them.
They
give you and give up on that. And
patience
with the Holy Spirit. As love is patient, it bears many things. You know what you do to him? And you think he's hated you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
things like that. Let me tell you, see.
True,
as we are in the world, we are like in love.
We
get married, we marry.
Tukoze family.
We made family. What we do, we don't know it ourselves. It's moving on.
Atete chikoma.
And it never ends.
Chariwo.
It was.
We chiripa kensiru eri maro kugwa.
Till the world will finish.
Yes, when you gambi.
That's why we say.
Rwacho kuagara we kuri.
That's why marriage is there.
Era rwachibwa
kuba. Why it should exist.
Kwanga chato ndi kwanga chiva kumusingi kwa
bwaka. Created from the foundation of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Enters
Ephesians 2,
verse
18 and 19, he speaks this.
Ephesians 2 from verse 18. Kubanga kuboyo fefe mbi tulino kusembera kwa felichi tafe mumoyo mu. Onyole 19. Kale bwe mutyo temuchi aliba na gwanga na baise naye muli ba mu kika kimu n'abatukuvu era ba mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda kitafa ine nyumba.
God the Father has his house.
Era bwabera kitafe.
And if he's our Father,
narago kwagala kunda wali Katonda kwagala.
Love us is God the love.
Nejitukirira ekyogerwako mu Yohana 3:16.
Comes to pass what is spoken John 3:16.
Ndi Katonda bwe yayagala
ensi. For God loved the world.
Nokuwe na wayo mwana we.
And he gave his son out. The world to be saved through him. And he showed us indeed he is love.
When
Jesus explained John 15, he said, no one has love like that.
He will
give up his life for his friends. Even God, the word proved he is love. But the Holy Spirit ended telling us all things end in love. In God.
Things
in heavens and earth they are in God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Some of your nature,
in all what is this? What we began called love. That we move in under the sun. We need to be revealed in the world. Then we shall be able to keep our marriage.
No qualities
to see for qualities qualifying us. Help us to our spouse in the truthful love. But if it's not that, we shall get battlings which fight love. It is see as if it fights for marriage and the holy family. Remember, all that is put by a foundation called love. And that is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Don't
know what you told to each other to confuse each other. Or you think and say, this is love, my spouse. I tell them sharp words, why? And who pushes me in that? Behind people. Push me, speak words which strike the heart. For after Satan is off your head, my love, forgive me. I cut off your privacy. You cut them off. After what are you going to do about it? Now Satan has created something. You're going to reach, you need something.
He will
push you outside. I had gotten angered and I cut off the private.
Ha ha ha.
And see, they find you treating them. What is the problem?
What's
in the world? Don't be revealed what is moving on.
As
if you see the panel is how.
Many
hated each other, don't want to speak things of marriage. At least I got a way to give birth. If you don't have been with your child, because of things which have happened in family, if I get away, I give birth. Those ways you create, God didn't put them there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
there is a problem.
But
in the first John, chapter 5, in the verse 7, in the King James Version, Bible shows
they are
witnesses and they are all love. For God is love.
Mm-hmm.
First
John chapter 5, verse 7.
Kitaffe, Chigambo. No more yomutukuvu. Edaba satuabo bakanya mwomu.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Urokubanti wadua wajiru wa satu mwuguru. Mufamile yomu.
Three witnesses in the family of heaven.
Chitafe.
The Father.
Chigambo.
The Word.
Kutumanyi nti yomuana.
Whom is the Son.
No more yomutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Abakanya mwomu.
And they all agree.
Bona ye kuagara.
They are all love.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Begin with
the photocopy as we make the family. For we begin that we are two.
That we
in love, as you say. Is it not that? And even jealousy comes in. Jealousy and others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you begin, you've joined the love, and you feel you are one person.
So
out of you, when they come another person, the child, and you feel a part of you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And those three to be one. These things are on the foundation of God. Yes, you may say, I don't want to know things of marriage. But no, that's God's foundation. And it heads on to create the holy family and the holy church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
If
not that there are some of the things which have wreaked havoc. And they never pierce the holy church.
We
speak of the saints of God.
They
gather here as if they are humbled and they seem to be in love,
but when
they go back home, they begin to harm each other. Even others who have no cases, the children, they get involved in those battles. Torment the love in their hearts. Satan does that thing. And he builds hatred in the world. And the child said, when I get married, I will not give anything to my father.
He did these things
as I saw. That love is beating it. There are people you wish, and they say concerning fathers, we don't want to know.
What
Satan did through their father, it made to hate all fathers. And there was a mother who was very hard.
And
children saw all things she did. And they say, but women. If there are boys, they say, me to marry. What I saw on my mother, I will give birth and leave them out there, and I get my children from them. What happens? Giving birth, leaving women with their children.
The person
totally hates a one they had a child with.
and they
hate them.
That's
how they reach to give birth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But I told you, maybe you got a helper not suitable. When you got, you lost qualities in the midst of yourselves. And it caused you to get confusions among you. That's why we bring a heading like this today. That's why marriage is there, and why it's meant to exist.
If
the things are not aligned, I don't prove you can put a whole church in the world. That is impossible. All these things are done home, most of them, those which break the hearts. Indeed, you can keep yourselves. Keep yourselves when you've gathered, for we don't live here many times.
For indeed,
the people who have confusion,
but this time not,
you seem to be good people, good couple.
Even
another who to beat, but this time they are very holy in this place. The most they are to do things after they have left this place.
Well, can stand and let me go away.
They don't seem to have left them in this moment. And they seem to be humbled. But instead, they have a saying. Let me wait when we leave this place. I open. I will scratch them, they will understand me.
There's another one
though I can't beat them, they will box me free and
I will
power heavy words their way. Why are you fighting? Why are you fighting? You are all love tormenting him, grieving him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
One
separate the other is the one who stirs me up.
But
you man, the day you'll beat me.
I
don't know what you're looking for. You want to be beaten? All our people will come here. You married your people? Don't even speak things which there
are.
Which bring Satan in the home.
Ah! Bible
says that you beat us. You do things which cause you to be beaten. Bible refuses
to be beaten.
It did say that do things which are not right. And he said, you, we shall take you in the meeting of the church. You dare beat me. No, brethren. There are many things here to know how
to pay.
Maybe when we started last time, a holy family and the holy marriage, some things you interpreted them different. The truth is this: we interpret things and we give ourselves plenty advantage, each one on their side.
We
refuse to balance the goodness of what has been taught us. Most of them you attach them to yourself. The laws have worked for me.
But
what about your part you to fulfill which you don't do? You don't do your part. You say,
if he doesn't
do this and this,
Bible,
you know, Bible told him this.
You
two, Bible tells you things.
You
forget
you
focus on your spouse. They transgress them and they see you.
How do you see if you
first see your sight?
But
this is where he said, you first get what is in your eye and look to the other's eye.
Me,
Bible does this, for Bible refused it. Love your wife as
that
well
as your
wife. But is there anyone who can beat this part? Let me see.
That he too, you listen
upon everyone.
He speaks.
Hey! And you too speak.
But back.
We shall be silent because we are saved. But how are these things
balanced?
For Sarah,
Agamba Ibrahim,
tells Abraham,
marry
my maid servant.
Abraham
said, I will not contend with her.
For
it's not good to contend in the home.
It
brings Satan in the midst of us. I'll go inquire from God. You know what Sarah did in
Ibrahim
the middle?
I don't know Abraham.
What I said, you know, you act as if you don't understand.
The
husband
says,
he has time to inquire from God. But you see, it's not considered your suggestion.
You
women, you don't consider our suggestions.
you
marry us fools.
Your
fools you put there.
Now
you begin to put foolishness on yourself.
No, and
you see you're illiterate.
And
if you
are
illiterate, you can become harsh and wild.
If you find
the man is tall and you are short,
or
the man is the short and you're tall, problems come from there. Whether they don't work or you work, there are things built because of that. You may begin to despise. You can even sit their head and drum it.
There are serious
in there.
If they come here, they are very humble.
Shepherd, we think it's peaceful.
They keep silent here.
If Jesus comes, he takes both of them back home.
One is left behind.
But if Bible says, two will be grinding, sleeping on the same bed. One will be taken. What causes that? Two will be sleeping, married. One will be taken, another will be left behind. But they sleep on the same bed. What do you think is in the midst there?
Even
they were on the marital dining, both of them.
But
one remained there like.
What was
in the marriage? They do all things, but they are just there. They are not present. And if it's a field,
you don't dodge all and you begin afresh.
And they're not on you. If it's a man,
they will
see the occasion, they have come.
If
dodging, they are not involved. Every goal, they are just for the sake, and they are going.
They
don't mind.
You
check the football, check the pressure in it. Where is the goal?
Auntie,
you are married.
Na ye,
those things they have troubled home. You've done all the stubbornness to someone.
Yeah,
they have been carrying. They want to change the goal.
We
send balls to you.
You
don't reply, you're there.
Kakati naga kati.
And they said,
the
second spirit let me wait. They have tormented me. I will not put water, I will not sell food.
I
don't know why the source of it comes. Let me even leave that. Slowly.
Yet
there are things you do which are not right. Have you ever seen your feet in the field together? But you're dodging yourself. Play
you
the ball, you feel everything yourself. What happens there? I'm trying to lighten
you.
All these confusions coming, they come from where? What they entered in, they did know it.
Kakati,
now, even those who help us,
to
change the clothing which I've used, it's you and
yourself.
You clothe their flesh. Every football
attire.
Nothing is moving on.
And
you see
kakati.
Confusion there. And you come here, you see it. You are good, O Lord. And you begin to praise how He's holy. Who do you call? And you
don't
have, you even sit comfortable. You have come. You shout hallelujah. And you begin. You're shouting. But if you look at them, they
turn
around. You shout hallelujah. You look beside. Now. And chaos is there. We think we have a holy church.
They ever
told the things of church are very hard.
There's
this man of Canaan.
He advised them
foolish advice.
He
told them, when you were young,
mama,
your mother touched you everywhere. But this time you're mature. What proves you're mature? You grew hair. He spoke as they are spoken. That hair.
He
told
them,
go use your parts.
What God everyone
just used like that. Your neighbor see whether they have that hair.
Kakati,
now,
that is the you
hear there are mad people there. And the one leading them is the higher level of madness.
But
we want to tell you things how they're meant to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
No,
let me tell you, see, if one knows another, they fall in a serious battle. Would you despise?
Let me
tell your spouse, you have a problem in these things of love.
That
you mean that I've not said you did go. But
there's
something lacking.
Okay,
but the truth is,
love
is God Himself, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father manifests through the Father.
Research
of the Father in heaven, what He does.
The
research of his character, then you become a good father.
Mama,
you are a mother. The love called Christ, you depict him. Research. See the works of Jesus.
All
love he manifested in the works of
Jesus.
You will become a good mother. You are a child. You are uncle, auntie. Research of the Holy Spirit.
Okwagala kwalaga
nebirimo and all works he does for that love.
Ojafuka ko jjo mulungi senga mulungi.
Uncle and auntie.
Omwana omulungi.
A good child.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Definition eya kwagala itibwa Katonda.
Definition of love called God.
Si yeri jomanyi nti ali blind.
Not the other you know that love is blind.
Era si yeri jomanyi nti ali colorless.
Not the one you know that love is colorless.
Enzo definition is a Satan.
Those are definitions of Satan.
Which
abuse and blaspheme God.
That
God is blind of eyes.
If
you say love is blind,
love
is God the one you are abusing? After you are an Iman is blind, means why he takes you don't know there. That is not love called God.
That is
the fake love, Satan.
The
other song of him, that love, where are you taking me? You don't know where it will end you. You don't know whether it will outlive forever or not.
Because
he gave it a definition of being blind. You don't know where it will take you ending. We may even find people seated here today. And tomorrow they are preparing to separate.
But they are
seated well here. But
the so-called blind
love, which they don't know how long it will outlive. According to what he explained,
in
the 1 Corinthians 13:4, he says this.
Abakolinso ekisoka esula ya 13 ulinyo lusoka.
1 Corinthians 13:4.
Bakolinso ekisoka esula ya 13 ulinyo lukuna.
1 Corinthians 13:4.
Okwagala kugumikiriza. Kulina ekisa.
What is the definition?
Listen, the definitions of this one.
Kwagala Katonda.
It's called love. Who is God? If we entered in love
and
understood what it is,
it's
what creates marriage, the holy marriage, and we entered the holy family and we got the holy church. Praise Jesus much.
So
because of good preparations of the home, what people are taught when they fulfill them,
as
they are in their homes, each one helps the other
to fulfill
the laws and believe the word of God, which are caused to give us
righteousness.
But love is patient. One of the things you have to learn, that thing you entered in called love, what you understood is God. He is patient. There are some things you shouldn't rush upon, though you see them in the place.
It
may be a mistake another has it, but don't need to rush on it.
It
needs to be patient. Then you show the love.
Don't
that leave the mistake in place. If you want to prove you have love, research of your patience.
The mistakes
which can be in your family.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
First Corinthians 13:4.
Love is there is mercy in love.
If
you want to prove that indeed you have love,
something
wrong might have been done by your spouse or that child, because three types of love manifest, you have mercy. There are some things,
if
we men on our side,
if
you see how the woman has done them,
it
ought to have beaten them even. But for love, you put mercy and have mercy. And you say, I will not beat them, but I will speak with them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Man.
Now it means what? If you two, you have that love, Listen that word. If that person has mercy your way, don't take it as if you reign over them.
For
what hinders us most, if someone shows mercy, another lifts themselves above mercy. And they say, what can you do to me?
Yet
another escaped mercy. This one stares mercy ceases to be love to disappear. That love in us called God.
In
the way he manifests, he manifests in these fruits down. In his definitions. Love has no definition else.
That's
not one definition as others think.
It
has a couple of definitions. Let's read we here.
1 Corinthians 13:4.
Enugu
ajimanyi. Do you know envy?
Bujja nugu.
Envy?
Yes.
You're there and there is one woman. Now the husband built for his relatives in the flesh. And he has not yet built for the side of the woman. And the woman began to hate the husband. And
she's got
envious in her heart why he's built his people a house. When we are in things of church, you may find your husband and he buys the dress to a sister
for
a brethren and you say, he's not ever bought it for me,
but
he's bought it for the other. Envy has come. What we try to say is this: ask why is he done it like that? Or if you claim to have love, what Satan first tells you, you fail to trust the love in you called God,
and
you listen to the voices of the devil,
and
if they have bought them that, where things are heading to, I see you look at
you.
Yet you don't see. Now when you go to sleep, Satan puts on you,
tells
you the same sister they bought the dress, and they are with your husband, and what they are doing to each other. And they are in the field and they
are
changing football well, and you wake up and you look
at
this man sleeping. Some of you wake up at midnight, at one you sit, the husband finds you sleeping, ask you what is wrong. Nothing. Yet you have funny things. You're being updated. Patience to research whether it's like that. Don't refuse. God can warn you. Things are moving on reality. But
we just patience
to research whether they are like that. Let's Satan
passes
the spiritual world
and creates
dreams to confuse. If I was like that, I think I wouldn't have been with my wife by now. Oh, she may not have been with me because what this is much. They may even hate all of you when it comes to ministry. That's why pastors' wives really like girl children in the church.
For
they dream much of them and they are with the pastor and they see the pastor when
their
sister comes. They greet each other. And they even put a stamp on the
group.
They, when they are here, they don't smile, they don't do anything.
Even the pastor
goes with those of the church. And the church is there. Girl, children, and really loved my pastor's wife. No one understands, help them understand what it means. And why they give you those dreams? And you wage a war on the children of God who have no cases.
Yes,
pastors doing things not right. Yet Satan has things he plots there.
At least you can be careful
of fruits of your person.
Fruits
alone can tell you.
Someone
enters adultery.
Fruits
of adultery can't be hidden.
They
must manifest.
Most
ask what are fruits of adultery.
They are there.
Shyness.
Beginning
to get harsh over no reason.
They ask where they come
from.
Explaining why you ask,
I will not move around freely.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Things
like that. Let's see.
First
Corinthians 13 verse
4.
Love does not lift itself. This God never lifts himself up. God is mighty in all his works, does mighty things.
But
himself never lifts himself up.
He
doesn't put himself in levels. Now let's say, you can't reason with God.
You can
reason. Come, we reason together. But there are some men. They are lifted high up there.
That is our car.
They don't reason at home. His words are final. I've said.
Them two,
they are in love.
They are
always lifting up themselves. When they reach home, they know them. They even named them names. They took away their usual names and they nicknamed them. Others call them the father who's always up and down. When
he comes home, they know
he's all over everything. That he said they are not orderly. The one who barks has arrived. And they know when you reach home, your sister it's always barking.
But
you too, you are in love. You say you are in love. With who even? I don't know.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
You know,
lifting up yourself, you cannot even, no one can even speak to you. And you get strengthened in your heart.
When it comes to
women, when they are hardened,
they
waste nailing themselves of hardness of heart. They think me, I will humble.
But
it's the way you've reached them.
What
explained surely, but when you go, they say to themselves,
they
think I will humble myself.
And they nail themselves
of lifting themselves from hardness of heart. I will never change. Maybe they don't understand me. We the Vanyankore.
We the Vasoga,
you understand us.
We
are not with one person.
You
begin to tell your next tribes. We the Rwandese, you know us.
We
don't marry.
Yet
you are in marriage, yet to speak, you don't marry.
That they
are always welcoming you. In you have a mind. You don't marry.
Yet
in marriage, I wonder what you're doing there. You find them singing. Marriage, you give a contract to yourself.
Those
who were there before us laid that standard.
You
find they have set things to themselves. And they sink.
You
come back now, they have set themselves, they are all messed up, and they saw so sorrow long time. Women, we are having sorrow.
But
because of my children, and you are cooking, you con love.
At times,
you begin to beat children.
You find
the child he loves most, that husband.
But
the time is back, you send them, beat them.
I want him to feel it.
You beat the child that he loves most. You target is seated. You, come here. Go bring what of your father. That head doesn't feel like you of your father. Slap. Yet you want to speak to the father. That you have a big head, you don't hear. Now what do? You
design a format.
You design a format of abusing him. Let's finish here. First Corinthians 13 verse 4.
Okwagala tekwegulumiza. Olunyolokutano tekukola bitasana.
Things done in the home which are not worthy. Now if you get angered, you get all your clothing, separate them from your husband. You begin to do things not worthy. When the husband is
angry,
he sleeps in the sofa sets, in
the
sitting room. Now you sleep there always. Why do you get come back?
There are things that
if you enter things of love, marriage, you get angered every time. You run from the bed. You go in the visitor's room. You do things not right. Okay, you keep there always. If you're there, you're coming back.
I don't know.
Good morning. Now I tell you, me, no matter how they mess me up, I can't run from there. So they shouldn't get to that level. Satan tries sometimes.
Me,
I don't leave the bed. I don't leave the bed. And I do not act.
If you anger me,
the time of eating, I'm eating. You keep angered yourself. And it ends day, I am not on that.
Another
can think this one's heart died. Go ask my wife.
I
don't mess myself with anger. I come back on another topic, not on that.
So
then I give him the gap. Don't get angered.
If they mess you up,
pass minutes, you get back to another version. You come like a pussy coming to moving. They beat them, you hide them, and you bring them again after some time.
Real
love yourself. The man quarrels with you. Go good food. Designs you've never clothed.
You are in the
issues of mess that brought them, you've chased them out.
Amen.
Me too. I have to pay back. Now what do you do?
Come back
with another game.
You plan something.
Be in the truthful love. If your spouse gets lost, uphold them. For you prove you are standing yourself in the love. Now hold the one falling.
Bible says
when you see your brethren going, church begins in the home. Get the way you plan them.
They
get angry, they speak.
Now you know when you get a vineyard,
you do as if you speak back.
But
you change the version. You think
what
you've spoken is angering, but its time is over. Become another. God will do things to him many. He powers them all when you come back.
Himself
looks for you when you've messed him up. That is love.
Amen.
For we messed him, he came on the world to look for us. If they dare say, I'm moving out, and he said, let me help you pack your things. You know what you do? You pack. I don't say you pack for them going. You pack as if you want them to go. When they go, you take out some clothing, put in yours. You know we are moving out, both of us. Tell you, see,
we shall act stubborn in the stubbornness
of God.
If you leave them when they have gone out, you take out some of us and you put in yours.
If you say we are divorced together, moving out, there is no way you're leaving me.
I don't get dismayed.
But when they go, you begin to wonder like that.
Leave
the things of lifting yourself up.
Do
what you feel in the heart is right, of love.
You begin to struggle with it.
That you are a man. You shouldn't humble. Even
carry
for them, you're moving out as you're speaking.
The
man gets angered, he leaves the bed.
You leave it.
They told me to sleep with you. If you're shifted, I'm shifting. Let's sleep here.
What do I mean to you?
We need wisdom in the word.
First Corinthians 13:5.
Indeed,
when we are in love, and that is God, in our marriage,
we are not in
there seeking for our own. Most of you,
there are
things you thought on your boys, in your spouses. Proof each one is to benefit in them, in that love you entered in.
Amen.
For it doesn't seek its own. Ask yourself, I met this person. What do I need from them?
I look for a good family,
or I'm looking for things from them and I move on.
You was not yet gotten again,
for we also call that category. This time when you're seeking, if you cannot restore that person,
wegendeze ekigambo ekiyitibwa kwagala kinoonyerezeeko nga bwe tukisoma osooka otunule mu muntu oddala mu ekiri kyonna nga definition bwe
ziri
naye luli twatomera kubanga ffe twali
tukakati
wakyankalana
katonda
ne bwakugamba nawe ogenda kufumbirwa nze banna simanya kye muliko mwogera ku ki mutume
apostle
we wa bunabbi obwo bunabbi busaze mu
byange
ukisinkane nga katonda obimugambye
mu bwatu God tell it to him openly
for
we too is the one who stole it
yes you have
praise you. Jesus much
Bakolinsi ekisoke sura ya 13 onyolo 5
First Corinthians 13 verse 5
okwagala tekunyiga
tekunyiga
he's not easily angered
kale waliwo ebintu ebibeerawo nga bizze
kukyankalaokwagala
okutuufu
okwobwakatonda
tekunyiga yesu
yebazibwa
era olwo ebiseera ebisinga waliwo ebintu bingi ebikolebwa abantu nga
binyiizaakube
nga tuweereza mu mukanisa naye buliwo ojjukira ndi okwagala
tekunyiga
tokunyigira abantu
n'okuvaako
n'onyigira
sitaani
akoze ebintu
ebyonna
naye we mubeera nga ddala mwayingira mu bufumbo
obutuufu
era nga wagenda n'omuntu oyo gw'oyagalira ddala
alimu
okwagala kwa kitaffe kwe yatonda okulibeera
naawe
mazima tomala ganyiiganyiiga
tobeera
mu maka ng'olyawo oyanguyirwa okunyiiga kati okunyiiga okwo si kwagala kale omwami akoze ensobi oba omukyalo
oyonaye
kikwetaagisa kunyiiga oba kimwetaagisa
kumuyamba
gwolooza kyetaagisa kubanga obusungu bwo tebukolangako obutuukirivu bwa
katonda
kyandibadde tekyetaagisa kunyiiga ati sitiraga nti ekikoleddwa kibi
naye
tonyiiga okunyiiga kukola ebintu ebirala
ebibingi
ate okutegeeza
nti omuntu
akoze ekibi
okwo
si
kunyiiga
naye okunyiiga kuyomba kuvuma kulengeza okunyiiga kulina ebibala byakwo ebirabika nti kati
onyiize
naye okulaga omuntu nti ekintu ky'okoze
kibi
kyawukana n'okunyiiga
wabula
lwakuba ate ffe abamu
kuffe
omuntu ayagala kulaga nti okoze
ekibi
ate gwe n'omulaga nti ate anyiize
tannanyiiga
gwe noonyereza ebibala
by'okunyiiga
obitegeere
onaabitegeera
omuntu bw'anaaba akulaga bulazi nti okoze ensobi
onaamumanyanga
omuntu anyiize ayinza
n'okukukubaakuulire
naye bwulaba omuntu nga takubye naye ng'alina ensobi gy'akugamba aba
tannanyiiga
aba akulaga nti mutuufu ekintu ky'okoze kirumya si kirungi
so
ebiseera ebisinga tukozesa ekintu kulaga
olage
munno
nti ng'okoze ensobi
okusinga okusooka
okunyiiga
Bakolinsi ekisooka sura ya 13 olunyolo 5
First Corinthians 13 verse 5
okwagala tekusiba bubi ku mwoyo
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus much
butuufu ebibi biyinza okuba bikoleddwa
indeed many things can be done
naye bw'obeera mu kwagala kwennyini okwaddala
in the real love
ebibi biri osobola okubyesonyiwa
n'obivaako you give up on the evils you forget them
tosiba bibi ku mwoyo
you don't keep record of them
n'obeera awo
and you're there
buli nsobi munno gy'akola
every mistake your spouse has done
era nzijukira
you begin to recap it
bwe nali nakakuleeta
when I just brought you here
wakola
bw'oti ne bw'oti
ne bw'oti byonna n'obikomyawo
all record of that
mazima munno bw'aba yaleka ebintu
ebyo if your spouse left those things
atazzeemu kubikola
and you have not done them again
tobisiba ku mutima
don't put them on your heart. Rightful love doesn't do that. Except when that man or woman,
and they do them again.
He's not reminded themselves, and another does them again. They will remain calm on your heart. If they finish, show that they have done that time.
So
don't go back to them. Even your uncle is the same.
Even your grandfather,
did they tell you that?
You told me that
when I met you. I told you it was uncle. I told you those are our aunties like that.
It's
not me, the other auntie. What I've done is mine. Rebuke me as me.
Because
some of us attach ourselves to that.
And you
say we are our home. We marry. You have to know it. We marry, and we marry indeed.
The woman you have
home, you don't consider her. When you look to the house, you marry indeed. Your home in heaven, that's how you do it.
When
your home of the flesh, you left there. You started to believe God. Entered the family of our home. Gives us commands of heaven.
First
Corinthians 13, verse 6.
Tekusanyukira bitali bya utukirivu.
Obanye waliwo abantu.
You know there are people.
Akati lokuba ayinza okuba yakyawa munne.
Maybe they hated their other spouse.
Gabuli janonya.
And all along they are fought. How can they fall in adultery that they separate? And they have things they rejoice over.
Munne nga afunye emitawa.
When their spouse have gotten troubles. And how long they thought to make a mistake that they can separate. And they try to put a gap there that they can make a mistake.
Others
perhaps you've been a wife in the home and your husband hated you, but he has no way to tell it. He brings his younger brother and he knows his brother is immoral, that he can propose to you and he catches you
up,
or he brings his friend.
Things
are done out there.
First
Corinthians 13, verse 6.
Tekusanyukira bitali bya butukirivu, naye kusanyukira wamu n'amazima.
Tekusanyukira munaki?
Rejoices in truth.
Butufu bozula ng'ekintu nti mazima eri mbadde nkola nsobi.
If you discover that I've been doing a mistake,
nozule ekituufu era amazima
gaki. Discover the rightful and the truth of it.
Kyusa mangu, sanyuka mangu.
Change quick, rejoice.
Tugende maso.
Rejoice, we move on with that.
Discover
the truth, the rightful thing is to
be
like that. Don't insist in the other.
If
you say we
are
the level part clan, we don't change. Even if it's right, I will not bend change. If you prove you have the love in you,
discover
mistake they are choosing, you change.
Fight.
I'm fighting, but support me. Many times we think we are in love. Love is not there at all.
Most
Satan spread and surrounded the entire
world.
And all the marrows of the understanding and mind, they even the mindset in them.
And
instead of being in marriage, they are in adultery. Just going for the sake of the marital dining.
First
Corinthians 13, verse 7.
Kugumikiriza byonna.
Kugumikiriza byonna.
It bears all things.
Ebisinga.
Many times.
Kugumikiriza.
Bearing each other among those in love, it's little. You know what causes it? Most of you, you met your spouse and you knocked long time. Is it not that? Now you know what make a mistake. Now when they do it, you have
no patience,
bear use, don't have any lock in you. Now you think this one is the one, the other people who made you knock. Is it not that? The other girls who deduced you, you think it's this one. You don't have time to bear anything. You made mistake, you have no time to bear their mistake.
So, Abooluganda,
now, brethren, when we reach the rightful love,
let
accept wounds we came with to be healed. For you, the one you
see
got is not the one who reached you there. Every problem heavy falling on you, you see they are the ones who were with you before. Your youth where you passed. Speak of the life before you saved. You know the things you knocked out there. Is it not that?
No
more want anyone to transgress you because you have your wounds. When you came, did you speak of your wounds? First, you got shamefully, then to speak of them. The one who took the goat, you did speak of him. Even the way he plotted about it. Now you get those wounds. You put them on this one who's not taking your goats.
You
all see in this one reach them to you.
First
Corinthians 13, verse 7. Love, it believes all that they can happen. And if you get someone hating you, don't give poison to yourself. If you remained with the love in you,
you believe that
Satan has taken this one, it's gone.
For
love believes all that it can happen. I don't know what form of love you entered in. For when you entered in the other, you did expect they will hate you. But it happened.
Now,
it's impossible to get another. Because they hated you. If you had the right love, you would have expected even that. I don't know how you fall the entire of you as if you're falling in the toilet. Love is 50-50. It expects both sides. I want to enter the love of 50/100 with my spouse. But
the
50, I leave it to God to help me. Don't fall all of you in it.
For
you fail to do what God wants you to do.
Find
that spouse is messed up,
you
did you almost see yourself there?
People
say that the other person went to my heart. You retained your heart, you're conning yourself. You are just fallen in, all of you. Don't just fall all. Love expects all. It's 50-50.
50
to God to
feel
it. He's the one who wants to 50. Love. But expect all. The good and the evils can happen. If you know that can happen, if you know that person can hunger me, when they anger you, not get angered extreme.
But
if you never anger you, the one you've gotten,
approve
you, anger you and you do something wrong to yourself. You know, he said the one of God has no spot, do you know,
if anger being.
Satan moving, roaring. He will tell you, okay. He will anger you.
You
mess your spouse up to anger you. But he expects it and then prepare with a solution to do if it happens.
But
don't expect his fault from you.
No,
you do a lot of
things.
You did expect it. Those are people you find in the village. And the husband has done a little mistake.
They're
on the village speaking.
Kasajja katodo.
The small man.
You cannot
think.
Your own man.
And after they see you tomorrow, you're back. In that small man.
The one who's
limbed, as you know that. They can handle
nothing. You
speak all in the village. After they see you in that same man.
They
say what they did to you fall on you, you didn't expect it.
First
Corinthians 13 verse 7.
Okwagala. Kusubira byonna, kuzibikiriza byonna.
Kusubirozibikiriza.
It can endure all.
Noga na yemazima.
It is said indeed.
These
things of the bedroom should remain in the bedroom.
Okujaka awa prayer partners banga bampe banga tusaba.
Prayer partners.
Bebisuka wonga binemi.
If they are beyond our fields. Two are better than one. And in the castle of many, there is protection.
Because
speak with those. If fails, we meet the pastor. If you are in right love, you begin to endure, bear, block some things. Your spouse may get a problem.
That months
you urinated, you find you as urinated on the bed.
And you
say, my.
Neighbor.
Have you ever seen this? My man, do you know what he did? He's zuzul on the bed. What do you speak now?
The
reason the pastor
we
have a problem home.
I don't know what
evil spirit attacked, but my person. They dream when they're on
your letting. Yes,
speak as if it's honorable, but not honorable.
Yes,
but love has ways which are good.
Speak
of pastor. Pastor.
You
have an issue at home. Pastor dreams while you're in the toilet.
Put
someone here, this next.
Dreaming
on toilet. You tell it to me,
now,
you know it.
You can
speak of it, but another doesn't know it.
Not coming to say.
And the susu the tab bracket. I even put it in the sun and the compound.
No,
you don't even put it in the compound.
Wash
it in the way, in the house. Now you show the children. But who of you? For you put it outside. And there are flies coming from it. What you do? You soak it in the room. Soak it in much water. Get it as if they have been washed. After you come, we pray for you.
For
it's not normal.
But
you get them. I don't know what happened. Put on the wire.
So you soak them in the water.
It's only you know with the issue. It's happening to people in marriage. When it's not rich, if it reaches, don't be surprised. Don't make noise. You soak them in the water.
Appear
washing the blankets.
They don't necessarily
wash the house.
They don't
wash the house.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Atumaliwa no budde butulese twagala kugenda mu service
dako.
Bakolinsi ekyokubire sura ya 13 nyolo 8.
2 Corinthians 13 verse 8.
Okwagala tekugwawo emirembe jonna. Nayo babu nabbi bulivaawo oba nnimi ziri koma oba kutegeera kulivaawo. Olwo mwenda.
Tudiremuko.
Bakolinsi ekisoke sura ya 13 nyolo 8.
1 Corinthians 13 verse 8.
Okwagala tekugwawo emirembe jonna.
Love never fails.
It
never.
Oyo yani.
Who is that?
Ye katonda eyaliwo.
God who was,
aliwo,
who is, and who is going to be.
Taliguwao.
It will never fade away.
Ne wankubadde mwe mukiraganga nti okwagala kulabika kuwedde one
te kuli kwa. That love is finished, it never.
Kubanga ye katonda.
But that is God.
So to again there is ebintu bino betwayingiramu.
Careful of things we entered in. Called marriage. Perhaps we are not even in marriage. Maybe we are not to make a holy family, which can bring out a holy church.
The point
in that word in 1 Timothy 3, it says this: why this family is meant to be organized well.
We
focus to making the holy church.
First
Timothy 3 verse 1.
Chesi gwe chigambe echo nti omuntu wayagala ngo bulabirizi yegomba omulimu omulungi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
We desire
to be bishops.
Bulabirizi bwaffe butandika na family.
Our bishops begins with our families.
Eshoka batuwa bakuwa omwami oyo bomukyalo oyo.
Husband or wife.
Ngolina okumulabirira.
You have to take care of them.
Erani bakuwa n'abaana.
And they give you the children.
Buno obulabirizi bwe tujokola mu kanisa.
Stewardship shall make in the church.
Tetubusobola nga tusose bukola mu kanisa eyo.
You cannot be able when you can't handle it in the churches of our homes.
Bakolinsa ekisoke sura 3 olunyolo okubiri. Bakolinsa ekisoka esula.
First Timothy 3 verses 2.
Kalo omulabirizi kimugwanira obutabangako kya kunenyezebwa. Abirenga musajja wa mukazi omu.
I think you hear where they begin from.
Biva waka.
They come from home.
Kwetuge no kwagalo kole kanisa
ntukufu. As we want to make the holy church.
Abatukufu ba katonda.
The saints of God.
Nga waka walina okubanga wabiridde
bulungi. Home has to be settled well.
Uli wa mukazi omu.
You are of one wife.
Uli wa musajja
omu. You are of one husband.
Timsewe kisoka esula ya 3 olunyolo okubiri.
First Timothy 3 verse 2.
Atatamira. Mwegendereza.
Ngatotamira.
And you don't get drunk.
Oli mwegendereza.
You are very good behaved.
Nejukira ebisobola kuyamba.
Remember what can help you.
Okutegeera okwagala kulipo
twayingidde. Understand the other love we entered in.
Kubanga bino byonna okwegendereza.
All this to be good behaved.
Obutatamira.
Not get drunk.
Byonna biva mu definition ya love gwe twayingira.
All come from the definition of love we entered in.
Timsewe kisoke sura ya 3 olunyolo olokubiri.
First Timothy 3 verse 2.
Mwegendereza, mukwata mpola, ayaniriza abagenyi, ayigiriza, olunyolo 3, atayombera ku mwenge, atakuba, naye muombefu.
Ngatakudaji, ngatakuba.
He is not violent.
Umanye, abantu makeyo bakole entalo.
You know, people make battles in their homes, plenty of them.
Kuba, kola,
beating, doing things.
And
others look for a way to beat them.
And
some women say, if they don't beat them, they don't settle. Others say, I can handle you.
And
the day you beat me, we shall wrestle each other.
Things you'll
say, they will beat you in the right way.
You cannot put the case of that spouse beat you and you fought for it.
God the
Father is love. Tells us for some time. If
you
don't listen, he beats. You know of that word. You know, in him manifests love of the Father. Love of the Father reaches a point. He says, I'm going to beat you.
No, he got
our mother beat him for our sake.
We speak
the Lord Jesus who birthed us the second time.
And he beat
him for us what we did.
Bible says
that chastisement of our peace was counted on him.
But
thought he was beaten for his own sin.
So,
now, brethren, don't do things to bring an anger home.
And
if someone reaches to beat you,
you don't get anger
to reach into beat.
When
you've been told you shouldn't beat. Have you ever seen a woman who stirs up battles? She stands before you and she begins to say, what can you do to me?
Yes,
she begins to kick a little.
She can
slap us like bullets.
First Timothy 3:3.
That can be a good bishop.
But
a bishop, it begins from home. Bishoping and shepherding begins from home. Teaching begins from home. Evangelizing begins from home. All
if
you expect manifest in the general church,
in the church
which is called Holy Family, after the Holy Marriage. The one who rules well their home affairs. They will learn to teach well their children.
So
things begin from there.
Praise
I'm repeating, we read again verse 3, something is lacking. When we read in the King James Version, there's something lacking.
First Timothy 3:3. Atakuba naye muwombeefu atalwana ategomba bintu.
What is lacking?
Ategomba bintu
is what they have used here. But put money for it's what troubles people.
The
things I've not explained them today because of time.
There are
people in their home what concerns money. Handle it each by one, we speak of them.
Hey,
and the man on money.
They
have to put
people
money and they have to come back ask for accountability where they use the all.
They
have their specific cups if they find another on them. We gave them your cup. What? And they are women. Every cloth they see. And their heads are not proper.
Every cross they say, why don't you buy me that one? My friend. You think of the seasons and times. Seasons there for what now? Buying.
Everything
you want to reach you.
Things
we have to learn how to handle them. Let's finish here. 1 Timothy 3:4.
Agonza abana be mu kitiibwa kyonna.
Okugonza abaana.
To humble your child in all manner.
Naye jukira singa emisingi gino egy'okwagalana.
Remember, if these foundations of loving each other, of the marriage,
tujiddukanya Katonda bwe yagiteekawo.
We don't govern as God put them.
Then tumanye okwagala okutambulira mu ffe.
Know the love which moves in us,
ne mu baana baffe,
even in our children.
Tetusobola kubagonza.
We cannot humble them.
Kubanga waliwo bye tujja okukola ebibaviirako okuba abalaluddala.
Things we shall do. Cause them be very stubborn. But I tell you the motive why marriage is there. Exists till Christ will come back. Because out of it comes the Holy Family.
And
Holy Family sends us make the Holy Church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we shall begin from there.
But
we do all for a purpose.
To
keep three angels sent in the family. Bible says, First Corinthians 11:10, that for the sake of the angels,
a
woman ought to have the sign of ownership, the sign of being ruled upon.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Era.
And
nechogerwa ku lw'ensonga z'abamalayika abalina okuweereza mu famire zino.
Of angels to serve in these families.
Bakanye ku budde.
They agree on time.
Obw'okulabaganiranga.
Of seeing each other.
Mu bikolwa biri eri.
In the other actions.
Mpozi n'okusabanga n'okwongera okutegeera Katonda.
Asking to move into understand God.
Wabulanga waliwo ebitagenze bulungi.
But when there are things not moved well.
Kubanga bwayogera mu ngero ttaano.
When speaking Proverbs 5.
Abalala beerekerera.
Others ignored themselves.
Gabo twayogeddeko.
Just as we spoke.
Abalimiga jafa
afagana. Others their springs already got ruined.
Abashajja baalwala dda.
The men got sick long time.
Tewali bintu biri kifuula
nenge. Things are not right there.
Ata abalala.
In the others.
Guno omulimu tebagumanyi nti byemu ku bintu ebyamuyingiza mu bufumbo.
This work they don't know that some of the roles which entered them in marriage.
Okumeggana n'obwenzi.
To wrestle with adultery.
Bible yegamba.
Bible say.
Ndi ku lw'obwenzi.
For the sake of adultery.
Abantu bakolenga ki.
And people get married.
Bawasenga
get married.
Era kimu ku mulimu gwo.
One of your work.
Ngoyingira mu
bufumbo. When you enter marriage.
Kumegana kulwanyisa bwenzi.
To fight adultery.
Eri gwe.
Unto you.
Neri oli gwa akuweredwa.
To the spouse given you.
Obutamuganya wadde okwegomba gomba.
Enable them even desire.
Wadde osigaze ebirowoozo.
To remain before.
Ebyokwegomba omukazi yenna oba omusajja yenna.
In the woman or another man.
Guba mulimu gwo.
It's your work.
Era nga amaliriza agamba.
In the end saying.
Temulemanga.
Do not deprive each other. Do not deprive each other.
Because
a problem we shall speak more of. Some don't ask. How? There are men that don't ask.
But
don't deprive, it means you have to ask and they don't deprive you. Others.
They are like this.
Even hens they try to prepare the others. I don't know what the animals you are. You run and chase. You just jump on the bicycle and it's already on. Bicycle.
That's
the way you begin it when you climb it. Don't just the chair just like that. Are you in the Chinese flick or what?
Bible says,
do not deprive each other. Every side has to ask. God showed the women. They don't ask. They don't show they want. They begin to pretend.
And
they don't show any asking. And they don't thank. They
think
the man to thank always. As if they have done nothing for them.
But.
That's how we head on tomorrow. And many others. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go to other services. Let's welcome choir take us on.